From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Reed McCollum, reading The Outcasts, Book 1, The Shadow Beasts, by Gregory Janicki. Now let's begin with The Shadow Beasts. Chapter 1. The twin moons of the planet Dulinay rose behind them like a pair of fierce white eyes. Night winds whispered across the cracked, flat land. Jax walked several paces ahead of the group, then stopped. He wasn't the leader of the outcasts, but no one got in his way when he saw something. His powers of tracking were unmatched. He had a large, round, hairless head and bright pink skin. The palms of his hands were rusty orange. His eyes were much larger than everyone else's. He stood, feet slightly apart, hands resting on his thighs, his eyes wide and staring into the swirling shadows of nightfall. Marina followed him. Her thick black hair was knotted tightly. Her blue-green skin seemed to darken in the descending light. She held her quarterstaff loosely in both hands. She didn't have Jax's vision, but could sense danger in a shift of wind, a muffled footfall, a snapped branch. She stepped next to him.
"Is it the Haven?" she wondered.
"No," Jack said. "I don't think so." He could hear her sigh of disappointment. There were traces of sunlight on the western horizon, as if a giant hand had dragged its fingers across the sky in colors of orange, crimson, and velvet. The evening star shone brightly. It served as their guide and hope. Gyro, the leader of the outcasts, stayed behind with Jan.